And now, James Gravel.
In our previous presentation, we discussed the fact that sin is a prevalent and powerful force in our world. The prophet Jeremiah wrote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Jesus Christ himself once said that out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. Matthew 15, verse 19. The perverse nature of sin is indisputable. As 1 Kings 8, verse 46 tells us, "There is no one who does not sin." And sin, as we all know, is the cause of much evil, pain, and suffering in the world around us. But sin's consequences are not limited to the here and now. Far from it. In fact, if a remedy for sin is not found, its consequences will be eternal. The prophet Ezekiel said, "The soul who sins shall die," Ezekiel 18, verse 4. Fortunately, there is a remedy for sin. That remedy is obedient faith in Jesus Christ, whose blood, according to 1 John 1, verse 7, cleanses us from all sin. But how do we contact the blood of Christ so that we can be cleansed from our sins? First, we must be willing to hear what God says to us. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then we must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." But believing is not all that we must do to be saved. We must also repent of our sins, which means that we are sorry for what we have done and will strive not to sin in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." We also must confess Jesus as the Christ. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told those Jews who had asked him what they needed to do to be saved, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian today?